do not come. I hope this fellowship, and I know it will stay as sweet and as wonderful as it is now.
Amen. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate all you do. Now, we're getting toward the last half hour of our watch night service. The ensemble is going to come and sing for us, and that'll be just prior to Mr. McKay's challenge of 1978, before 1978. And then we'll have our traditional 3 or 4 minutes of silent prayer, followed by our circle and singing Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. So you stay with us. We still have great blessings for the rest of the night. Okay? Now, come.
Oh. Each year now, for 34 years, I've been coming to the Watch Night service here at the Assembly. And one of the things I have done each year has been to try and detect just what God's keynote was for the coming year. Sometimes that has come to me in a more personal way. Sometimes it has been more in regard to the entire Assembly. But I cannot recall a year in which I did not feel that there was some keynote. Sometimes it was a word or an expression or a verse, very often a familiar verse, that seemed to be the Lord's keynote for the year that lay ahead of us. Now, I've been sitting in the service tonight doing that very thing. And unless I am very much mistaken, I believe the keynote that the Lord has been impressing on all of us as we contemplate moving into a new year, unknown to us, the way untrodden, the experiences of it untried as yet, but all known to Him, into whose hands we will put our hand in just a little while to move on under His control and care into 1978. But it comes to me in this way that I believe the keynote for 1978, whatever it may hold for us as individuals, I believe for us as an assembly, the keynote tonight is moving forward in a united way. And I want you to read with me just two verses from Ephesians chapter 4, which to me seem to sum up what has already been said. We have had brought before us some of the things that are absolutely necessary if we're going to have a healthy assembly. And I'm sure that's what we want to continue to have. And those things that have been presented to us, to me it's a great joy and gives a deep sense of satisfaction that the elders who are responsible before the Lord for the guidance of this assembly in the days that lie ahead are the ones who have put these things before us tonight. They are what I believe absolutely. They are what I have sought to teach and to preach and to practice for these 50 years. And I repeat, it's a great joy and personal satisfaction to me to hear the elders of this assembly, the spiritual guides of this local church, expressing their conviction in these basic ingredients that are absolutely necessary if we're going to continue to have a healthy testimony for our Lord. Will you read with me then, please, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now that 16th verse may seem at first reading just a little bit complicated, but I'll try and sort it out for you, and I think you will see that there are some very, very important statements in that. We've been talking about a healthy assembly. Where there's health, there's growth. Whether you think of it in the connection with the physical body or whatever, where there is health, there is going to be growth and signs of growth. Now, when we think of growth in connection with a church, generally people think immediately of the membership role. Well, our membership role has never grown from the beginning of this work, simply because we haven't had one. And so what you don't have can't grow. We have had a happy fellowship, but we have had no membership role from the beginning, simply because we couldn't find it in our New Testament. But generally, the thought is, in connection with a membership, is it growing? How large is it? But you'll notice in that 15th verse that we read, the most important direction in which we should grow and in which we must grow is upward. That may grow up. It's not a matter so much of enlarging, of expanding, of getting more numbers. Now the work has grown numerically. I checked back in my diary just to see, and the first year we were here in 1943, we had our watch night service, and we had 63 at the watch night service. Last year we had 280 in our fellowship circle at as the new year began. And so there has been numerical growth. But that's more or less incidental. The important thing is, as we have in verse 15, is growing up into Him in all things. Now there's a balanced growth upward. Not outward, but upward into Him. A growing up into our Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll notice in all things, not unbalanced growth, but growing up in a balanced way into Him in all things who is the head, even Christ. God begins with a head. And if there's one thing that's necessary for good health, it's a good head. A head in good condition. Now, brothers and sisters, as we move on from 77 into 78, let us do exactly what we are exhorted to here and what they were not doing, as you have in another passage in Colossians chapter 2. It says that they were not holding the head. Now, whatever this assembly does and whatever it doesn't do, the most important thing is to recognize the head of it. That head is Christ. Everything depends on the head. Direction, direction for the body must come from the head. All of us have seen those unfortunate ones who had a condition that they could not control the members of their body. There was that condition that the members of the body did not respond to the orders, shall I say, that came from the brain. Now, in an assembly, this assembly, recognizing our Lord Jesus Christ as the head, all direction comes from Him. It comes through the ministry of the Word of God. It comes through the leadership of elders. But it must all come from Him. All direction comes from the head. And so we must grow up into Him, our head, in that sense. Then when you stop and think of it, all the sustenance that comes into our body here comes through the head. That is, if things are normal. Now, when there's sickness and it's impossible for a patient to be fed orally, then there can be intravenous feeding, which has undoubtedly saved many, many lives. But normally, that which we take into our body that will strengthen us and sustain us and enable us to carry on those functions that we need to with our bodies, that sustenance comes through the head. Generally through the mouth, and down into the various organs in the body. And so it is with an assembly. All that this assembly is going to receive that will strengthen it, sustain it, make it strong and fruitful and useful for God is going to come from the head. So you see how necessary that we keep in touch with the head. But it's a lovely picture here. You notice it says, from whom? That is, everything flows from him. That's what I've been sitting here enjoying. We are hearing and we're reading in the paper and in some religious periodicals that the church is just coming apart. It's seen its day. It's over with. Well, now, friends, that isn't the church of the New Testament. Our head is in heaven. And all that is needed for direction and sustenance and nourishment and strength is flowing from him. The important thing is to keep the channel open. And he'll supply everything that this assembly needs. From whom? It says, the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. Now, that is an expression in the Greek which I think is more correctly rendered, every joint of supply. Reading it in our King James, we might get the thought that the joints in the body supply this. But that isn't the thought. The joints are joints of supply. All the supply comes from him. But it's to flow through the joints. So the body will be edified and strengthened and blessed through it. Now that's what you and I are. We're joints of supply. You know, the joints are a very interesting thing. I'm not going to get into it too deep, or Dr. Joyce will set me straight on my anatomy. But the joints are very interesting things. What little I've read about them and understand about them, they're very, very interesting. And I understand that the joints, and after all, I ought to know a little bit about joints. I've been living with quite a few of them for over 70 years. And these joints, one thing they do, they give us movement. If we didn't have any joints in our body, well, wouldn't it be terrible? We'd just be a skeleton that couldn't move. And how in the world could you preach if you couldn't move your hands? And how could you women carry on a conversation? I very often get some of my new gestures watching our sisters talking when they're explaining a thing. Because I get tired of the way I do it and the way Eddie does it, the way Dick does it, so I watch the sisters. And it's amazing what they can do with their fingers when they're talking to each other. Well, no, they couldn't do any of that if they didn't have joints. But that gives movement to it. Now, you and I, as spiritual joints in the body, we, through the enabling of the Spirit of God, we give movement to the body. Now, I can't dwell on any oneness because time is slipping on. And then I understand these joints, one of their great functions is to strengthen the skeletal part of our body. It gives strength to the skeleton. Now, ask myself, am I a joint in this assembly that is assisting in the movement of it? Here's the movement of the young. Am I assisting in that? Here's the movement of the sisters' work. Or am I assisting in that? Here's the missionary movement. Am I assisting in that? Well, you can go on and on. Much of this has been put before us already. Are you a good joint in the body here in giving some movement to what's being carried on? And are you strengthening it? is of your presence in this assembly adding to the strength of it. It should. And it will if you and I are what we should be. And then the joints, they give form and shape to the body. And this assembly, as we've already been reminded, is going to take its form and shape from what you and I are. What we are spiritually is going to give the form to this local church. But you'll notice that there's a responsibility. That's what I'd like to get to. There's so very much I'd like to say about this. You know, joints sometimes get disease in them. Sometimes they get out of place. And generally, when they get diseased or when they get out of place, two things happen. They get hot. Put your hand on a joint that has been dislocated, you'll find it's a lot hotter than it was before when it was normal. You know, and it's very touchy. You just don't want anyone to touch it. Do you ever meet any joints like that in the church? You know? Well, when you find a brother or sister that's getting a little bit hot and getting very touchy and misunderstanding everything that's said, and well, he didn't look at me the right way. In fact, he didn't look at me at all. He passed me right on by. Maybe you're a joint out of place. Maybe getting a little bit out of place. And generally, a joint that gets out of place starts to swell. Ever meet any joints that were getting a little bigger than they should be? Likely they're a little out of place. And they need to be put back in place. But sometimes, you know, joints can stiffen up. I've got a few in my body that they just about stop working. And they cause a lot of difficulty. Something else just has to take up the slack. I wonder if you stop working. Wonder if you're one of these joints that's got all stiffened up and you're not doing anything. Well, it just means you're throwing more weight on some others. A joint in my hip has never been right since my surgery. And as a result, I had to walk in a peculiar way. And it threw my hips entirely out of balance. And it's only in the last year or two that hasn't been constant pain. But other parts of my body had to take up the slack and make up for that one place that wasn't carrying a load the way it should. That's the way it is in an assembly. Somebody has to carry the load. And if you and I don't carry it, someone else is going to have to carry the extra. Let me just conclude with this. You notice it says in verse 16, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part. Yes. Every part has a place. Every joint has its responsibility. So I believe, brethren and sisters, if we go forth from this gathering tonight, if we go forth with the holy determination by the grace of God, I'm going to do my part, maybe small, my part, then we'll move forward to the glory of God in the year that lies ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. McKay. Now, this is the time of the year when we get ready to move over into the new year. We've had food for our soul, food for our body, food for thought. Now we'd like for you to bow your head and heart silently before the Lord, our